I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I want to talk about wives' tales, and I don't want to get weird about wives' tales, but like, I want to talk about the ones that are real, the ones that are weird, the ones that are... Here's how it all started, okay? There's a story out that says you're going to see a spider in your house at 7:35 at night.
Yeah.
Because spiders get horny at about that time.
That's when the female spiders will start spinning her webs and the male spiders come out because they know that's what the female spiders want.
So we get into we're talking about it, and Steve's like, only female spiders spin webs.
Yeah.
Is that, and we don't know if that's true.
Well, I know male spiders during mating can spin silk, but female spiders spin the actual webs that we're familiar with. That's what I was told.
So do we know if that's a wives' tale?
I don't know.
Can I ask you this as a side question? Is saying the words wives' tale, we live in such a politically correct society right now.
It's wrong.
Don't know if people are like going, how dare you say wives' tale? But I mean,
yeah,
that's what you call it, right?
It's derogatory. I used to think when I was younger, it was wise tales.
Old wise tale. Wow, I was about to say it's exactly the opposite, but then that's going to get me in more trouble.
Ace, but then it was wives. Then I was like, what are wives in a tale? What is that?
It's like to me, what old wives' tales are those things where your mom said, don't sit too close to the TV or you'll go blind. Don't hold your face like that.
It'll stay that way forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't. Well, here's another one that we were talking about when we were talking about the spider. Did you believe growing up that, and we all have a different prize at the end of this rainbow, but if you ever found an Indian on a Tootsie Roll wrapper, that's something, it was almost like the golden ticket for Wonka.
Yes, as a kid. Now it's the Tootsie Pop suckers.
Yes.
Yeah, and they have the wrapper, and on the wrapper it shows like kids jumping rope or kids doing this. And kids.
Yes.
Then one of them has a kid with a bow and arrow and he's shooting it towards a star.
Or, I don't remember that one.
That's the Indian shooting the bow and arrow.
Is it? There's something with a star? See, I don't remember it that way.
Because the old wives' tale was that if you got that on your wrapper, then you take it into where you bought your Tootsie Pop and they'll give you a free one, or you send it into Tootsie Pop and they'll give you a free one. But if you go to the Tootsie Pop website, they explain that all of this
is a wives' tale
and that every sixth wrapper that they produce has that.
That's right. It wasn't just the Indian or whatever it was. It had to be in a certain order. So you'd have to have the star. That's right. That was the other part of it.
And none of it was ever true. But there's kids that swear, I took it back to the store I purchased it at and they gave me a free one. So the stores were probably...
They were in on it, or they just finally were like, we've got so many kids. Can we just give away this five cent sucker?
Yeah, and just to shut them up.
And make them go away. I know you printed a whole bunch of wives' tales. Do you want to like...
Oh, yeah.
What are some of these that are... Do you think all these are fake?
I used to, but I guess not. Like the old apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Is that true or is that not true?
It's true. They say that a 2013 study found that if all people ages 50 or over in the UK ate just one apple per day, they would actually prevent or delay 8,500 heart attacks and strokes every
year. How can they prove that? Anytime you do something like that.
Exactly.
You can't.
But they say apple a day keeps the doctor
away. I don't eat apples very often. I don't go to the doctor.
Does applesauce work? I don't know.
Oh.
You don't like the sauce?
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's better than the actual apple.
You know what's...
Cinnamon? You get cinnamon in there?
Here we go, Steve.
What?
I have to call you out.
What?
Because you're the dude who, when you pretend to eat healthy, you're like, dude, I have fruit salad. I'm like, do you mean you went and bought a can of fruit cocktail and drank the juice out of it and threw the fruit away? It's like, well, yeah.
Yeah, it had remnants
that's
of the fruit.
Same.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Like,
it's, I bought fruit and I was consuming
that's
it.
That's like macerated sugar water. That's the worst thing in the world for you.
If they would just make that heavy syrup and get rid
they
of this.
They do.
By itself? I don't have to like throw away?
Or is it?
Well, I need, that's what I need.
Like you go to the, you know where you get it?
Where?
Nah, you won't like the flavors though.
What?
Like on the Hispanic aisle?
Oh, the.
At your grocery store?
Oh, the. Exotic
food. Yeah, they have all these nectars and stuff. Yeah. Oh. You know, it used to be called Hispanic in my grocery store. And then I said that to somebody when they changed the name. I'm like, oh, you guys move stuff around. Where's Hispanic? I'm like, racist. I'm like, what? You called it that.
Yeah, the sign said
Hispanic. Now it says ethnic foods, I think.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah. But anyway, they have like.
I didn't know that.
They have like nectars there.
Look, is it like heavy syrup?
Yeah. It's like there's okay. one. It's like, and it's like pear. And you're like,
oh my gosh.
And it's like heavy.
Yes. Where am I? What am I doing?
Hispanic. No, you know why I know that? No, it's terrible.
Why do you know this?
Because it goes good with vodka.
Nice.
It's just you can make a really fast martini with vodka, that, maybe a splash of soda.
That's
or
brilliant.
Yeah, so it's like drinking the nectar.
Nice.
And then you don't have all that fruit to throw in. Look at all this compost I got.
It's basically what it is.
There's another person who'd asked about the losing your hair gene, and somebody, the old wives' tale for me was that it's a gene you get from the grandfather on your mom's side.
Yeah, and I heard it skips every other generation or something.
None of that is true. As a person who started to lose his hair years ago, I researched like it. Yeah.
And what'd they say?
No, it's just the DNA thing. It's not like DNA isn't all like, hold on. What generation are we? Wait, are you from the mom's side or where are you at? Like, now that we've combined, we're all confused. Which part are you from? Grandpa's side? What? No. Is it something you have or you don't?
Okay, so it has nothing to do with your parents, your lineage, your family tree?
Well, I mean, it does a little bit in that if you have the gene in your family.
Which came from your mom.
Or your dad. It could come from anybody.
Okay.
If you have the gene in your family, I don't think it's like one of those things that's recessive or not recessive. Like, you know, brown eyes versus blue eyes or whatever. It's like, right. Ooh, you got the bald one. It's not. This is going to suck right now.
Well, okay.
Bottom line, what we want right now is you tell us the stupid crap you believed. Like your wives' tales.
Yeah.
The apple a day. The Tootsie Roll thing to me is it defines my childhood. Because I remember at Halloween one year, somebody brought in a bag of them.
Oh, you're like gold.
Yes. me and one of my buddies, Jeff, when they went out to recess, we stayed back supposedly to clean the chalkboard.
You stole them.
No, we opened every, we like would open them, look for the Indian dude, and then try to wrap him back up. And
you can never put it back on.
You can tell that somebody's tried to wrap it back on. We never found the.
You never got one out of the whole bag?
No. What the? It was a whole bag of Tootsie Pops.
You got all that for nothing.
We got ripped off. All right. So if you've got a wives' tale that you believe, you don't believe. You kind of believed. We want to hear your bestest wives' tales. Victoria?
Yai.
What's your wives' tale?
I got a couple weird ones that my dad would always tell us growing up. So, if you get a chill or a shiver, we were always told that.
Wait, don't say. I want to see if mine's the same. Do you have something for a shiver?
Something about dead. Somebody died.
Somebody just walked over your grave.
Walked over my
grave. Your grave. In the future, that's what people told me. So in the future, somebody just literally walked over the ground where your grave is. So you're like, whoa, is that what you are?
Yeah, walked over the spot where you're going to be buried.
Yep, walked over the spot where you're going
to
be buried.
Okay, I knew it had something to do with the death. Yes. I knew it was my grave, though.
Yes, it's your, somebody but walked
every
over.
Every time I get a shiver or a...
That's, yes, and it just that
yeah,
just
yeah,
gave
like
me
a
one.
Chill or something.
I don't
and
like...
And then if your right palm itches, my dad would always say you're going to get money. And if your left palm itches, you're going to give away money.
Get out.
I can honestly say in all my years of life, I don't remember any time my palms have been itchy.
Itchy palm guy?
That's
mine itched to today, so I mean, who knows?
Which one itched?
The right one, so it means I'm going to get money.
Get it, girl!
Right?
Let's get you some cash.
Yeah.
We're starting a GoFundMe for Victoria for her itchy palms. We're just going to get enough for your calamine lotion. Cynthia?
Yay.
What's your wife's tale?
So it comes straight from my grandmother. Swears by it. You're congested, so you put Dick's Vapor Rub on your feet and wear socks to bed. And when you wake up, your congestion is clear.
My mom used to say that we were young. Well, I don't think she ever did it to us, but I heard that the feet one.
I got Vicks Vapor Rub on my chest and then the tightest shirt I own.
Your mom would put so it
okay,
just.
Well, I mean those things as well. We did those things too, but the feet is the one that. That most people don't know about it. I'm surprised.
I've never put it on my feet, but I would try it.
And this will work. Did it work for you?
The chest, you're just breathing it all night. So it kind of, what do you call that?
Mentholatum.
Menthol. Yeah. That would kind of clear your sinuses out. and you're just wearing a super constrictive shirt, so I don't know, maybe your lungs were working harder and you had to cough up mucus. Because we would be like, you'd find the smallest pair of thermal underwear and she'd put it on you right after putting the Vicks on.
Okay.
It's a nightmare.
I just picture you wandering around the mall with your tight shirt and your Vicks on your...
No, Steve.
Okay, all right.
This was too bad. She didn't send us out into the trailer park. Oh, he's obviously sick. He's wearing a tight shirt. Stay away from him. It's like your Scarlet Letter. Right. One of the Slacker families sick, he's got the death shirt on and he smells like mint. Brooke.
Hi.
What's your wives tale?
My grandpa used to tell me that if I ate the crust off of my bread, because I would never eat it, that my hair would be curly, because I always wanted my hair to be curly.
I've never heard that.
That's a very specific one. That they wanted you. Parents still to this day do that. If there's something that your child wants,
you're
like, oh my God, you want unlimited time on Fortnite? Weird. If you eat broccoli, that happens.
Right?
It's like,
yep.
But here's the thing. Here's the wives' tale that I used to get from my mom about crust on bread. All the nutrition's in the crust. How is that possible?
No, it's not true.
They would say, my mom would, because I'd always try to peel it off, and she's like, you got to eat the crust. That's where all the nutrition is. It's like, that's sort of true on fruit, where the skin has more of the antioxidants and stuff in it. But like,
why sell us the white part of the bread then? Just sell us the crust.
It's so funny that you say the white part. You're the only person I know who is not 10 who still eats white bread. Eat wheat bread, you fool. White. What do you got? What am I going to do? Please take care of yourself.
All the nutrients are in the white part of the bread.
Yes, that doughy gummy part.
Yummy.
Thank you for the call. We'd ask you about your hair, but I kind of know. Kim?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's your wives' tale?
I thought the groundhog actually determined when spring would start.
Oh, we all believe that. The whole 6 more weeks of
winter. Well, there's the solstices, and you have the...
But whoever came up with that wives' tale?
I don't understand this.
Make sense. You don't want your kid watching TV all day or holding their face in a weird face or whatever. You want them to eat more apples because apples have nutrients and stuff in it. But in what world do we decide, we don't have to look at weather models. Just grab this groundhog, this
rat,
this marmot, this overgrown squirrel, and he'll tell us. What's going to happen, Punxsutawney Phil?
That is so bizarre.
That's dumb.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.